BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. 11 days before the presidential elections in the United States, the FBI has announced it's reopening an investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. The FBI director said the Bureau had discovered new emails and would determine whether they contained any classified information. Mrs. Clinton's campaign has demanded full details. Her rival, Donald Trump, praised the FBI for reopening the inquiry. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says a 12-hour walkout called by the opposition has failed. He said the oil industry had ignored the strike, as had basic industries, schools and transport. Reports said the streets of many cities were quieter than normal. The United Nations says it's negotiated the release of nearly 900 children held by the Nigerian security forces in the northeastern city of Maiduguri. A UN spokesman said they were held on suspicion that they might be linked to Islamist militants. Thousands of Iranians have defied the authorities by holding a rally to mark what they call the Day of Cyrus, the ancient Iranian king who reputedly established the first universal declaration of human rights. Demonstrators, shouting nationalist slogans, gathered around his tomb in Pasargadae, near the southern city of Shiraz, in spite of attempts by the police to stop them. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to rule on a case in which a school in the state of Virginia is trying to prevent a female-born transgender student from using the male bathroom. A lower court ordered the school to accommodate the 17-year-old, but that was put on hold while the Supreme Court considered whether to hear the school's appeal. The American singer Bob Dylan has broken a 2-week silence on the announcement that he's to be awarded this year's Nobel Prize for Literature. The Nobel Foundation said the singer had contacted the Swedish Academy to say the news about the prize had left him speechless, but that he greatly appreciated the honour. BBC News.